It's 24 yards out. First play from scrimmage, third quarter. Pelasasa takes the snap, and it's a handoff far side to Michael Alexander. Alexander trying to turn the corner and limited pickup on the first down rush. Oaks have struggled moving the football with Menlo's explosive fly offense, and where the flanker goes in motion virtually before every play, and with a team in terms of Wesley with such fantastic speed from a defensive perspective, it's been tough for Menlo to turn the corners. 2 yard pickup officially. It'll be a second down and 8. The ball nestled at the 30 yard line. Pelasasa, he's in shotgun. Alexander, one more time, will go in motion. Play action. Pelasasa, quick strike. Devin Young right up the middle. He's in to Wesley territory. A first down for Devin Young. And just like that, two plays into this third quarter. Menlo driving the football. Devin Young, who caught one pass in the first half. Young was brought down by Leon Jones, the junior from Lindenwood, New Jersey. A lot of players from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, also Maryland, for a team from Dover, Delaware. That's where Wesley College located. Pelasasa, after the first down, is they're going to say the ball placed exactly at the 50. Going in motion, Belardis. Pelasasa, he draws back, throws to Belardis quick. It's a reception, and right around the first down marker. Looks like Belardis will be just shy of it. It'll be a second down and short. So the Oaks throwing the football to begin this second quarter. We saw Pelasasa in must-throw situations in the 19-14 loss to Weber International. Head coach Mark Speckman said he was good for the most part. He needs to improve, though, on his pre-snap reads. Also had to say that it was tough for Pelasasa, the young offensive line, and he didn't get a lot of time out there. Hasn't gotten a lot of time over the course of the first half. 7 yard gain, second and 3. Alexander goes in motion. Pelasasa snap. He's going to hand it off right up the middle to Brandon Bell. Bell at about the 40 yard line, but he's still short of the first down marker. It'll be a third down and looks like one. Dashing in to take him down, Dwayne Glass, senior from Willingboro, New Jersey. So a critical third and one. Menlo moving the ball nicely to begin this second half, down 21 to nothing. Pelasasa's under center. Two in the backfield with Jake Fone and Brandon Bell. Movement on the line. It looks like that is going to push Menlo back. Critical penalty for Menlo. Franklin Aragon, the sophomore offensive lineman. So what was a third and one is now a third and 6, 12:29 to go, third quarter. See if that changes the play call. Pelasasa, who had picked up a third and short earlier in the ball game, with a QB sneak, now a passing down. Takes a snap. He will pass the football. Pressure throws. Completes Devin Young. Dives forward. And Devin Young will have a first down. Splits through the defense. Ball placed at the 40. Looks like we will not have a measurement. So Devin Young, two critical catches on this drive. Enlow moves the football, starting to march deeper into Wesley territory. It'll be a first and 10 at the 40. Oaks football, the offense, I should say, who didn't do much in the first half, doing extremely well so far, early stages of the second. Pelasasa, snap. It's a give to Michael Alexander, trying to turn the corner, brought down in the backfield. Alexander unable to get around Devin Hardy, Baltimore native senior defensive end. Just too much speed for Wesley, as the Oaks, like we documented, have really been unable to get around these speedy defensive ends. Loss of 3. Second and 13 from the 43. Discussed the significance of this football game in terms of the playoff picture. Oaks with the loss to Weber International outside of the top 25 for the first time since the early stages of the season. A Menlo To get into the playoffs, they'll have to finish inside the nation's top 20, as they are not in a conference. This is, though, that kind of resume win that they're searching for. Hand off, Brandon Bell dissects through the defense. Bell dives to about the 32-yard line, short of the first down marker, but a big play on second down. It's Jaron Morris who halted Bell from picking up that first down. It'll be a third and two. Line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line. Promising start to the third quarter. 10:20 to go in the frame with the Oaks down 21-0. Payless Sosa under center. Brandon Bell goes in motion, takes the snap, handoff. Jake Phone up the middle. He'll get a first down. Oaks convert again on third down. Not seeing this over the first half, but whatever was said during halftime intermission seems to be working for the Oaks. First down pickup, Sustin Capapula, the sophomore linebacker from Olney, Maryland, brings him down. Lengthy drive brewing for Menlo. Under 10 minutes. First possession of this third quarter. Ball is at the 25-yard line. Pilisasa, near side hash mark. He's under center. In motion, Alexander. Here's the snap. It's faked to Alexander and a give to Bell. Bell sprung down right at the line of scrimmage with Sustin Capapula again dashing in to make the play. No game. And it'll be a second down and 10. Menlo needing, you would think, to go 3 of 4 over the final four contests. And it's going to be a tough road. Sixth ranked team in D3 today. A week from now, Menlo will go to the number one NAI team in Marion University in Indianapolis. Then they'll have to fly back to California, only to fly to Illinois a week later, November 3rd, in a top 15 NAI team, University of St. Francis. Payless Sosa takes the snap on the second down. Play action, all sorts of time. He throws deep to Aiden. Aiden's got it, and a touchdown! Robert Aiden, the defender bit looking for the interception. Michael Bradenburg, Aiden, concentration to say the least, gets the reception, tiptoed his way right into the end zone. New life for Menlo. Fans at Connor Field getting into it. The team is ecstatic. It's now 21-6 with Benjamin Vega. He will come on for the extra point. Vega this season, 23 out of 25 in the extra point department. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is no good. Vega misses an extra point for the third time this season, as it is now a 21-6 ball game. 8:45 to go, third quarter. Menlo back in it.